I see something moving at the edge of the room, but it's too blurry and impermanent to make out what it is. Then suddenly it snaps into focus. I see your hand. Look again. I see your hand moving up and down. Notice any details about the hand? Details about the hand. Let's see. It was hard enough just locating and identifying it, and now she wants details. I strain as hard as I can to keep her moving hand within my field of vision, stretching my concentration so uncomfortably far into the periphery that it feels like I'm trying to describe something on the back of my own head. I'm just about to give up when I notice that the hand is wearing an emerald-cut diamond ring and Cartier watch. Oh my God, that's my hand. Good job, Sarah. I see my left hand. I sound like Lucy announcing to everyone that she tied her shoes all by herself. Good. Now, what time does your watch say? Oh, yeah, the goal. I'm so close to getting that coffee now I can taste it. Read the watch. But while I was busy congratulating myself for seeing my left hand and getting excited about my imminent reward, something awful happened. My left hand is gone. I tried doing whatever it is I did before to see it again, but I haven't followed some prescribed set of methodical steps to find it, and I can't seem to replicate the experience. It just sort of magically appeared, and then disappeared. I lost my hand. Oh no, that's okay, that happens. Your brain is going to have a hard time sustaining attention on the left side. We'll help you to stretch it out. I guess I should start wearing my watch on my right wrist. Okay, and how will you put it on? I stare at my right wrist and realize the impossibility of accomplishing that. My mother? I think you should keep it on your left. This will be a good exercise for us to use. And I know your mom is here to help you, and that's okay for now. But having her do it for you isn't a good long-term solution. I couldn't agree more. But it would be nice to know the time, I say. How about using your cell phone? She suggests. I would love to use my cell phone, but I haven't used my cell phone since the crash because Bob won't give it to me. I keep begging him to bring it in for me. My calendar and email are in my phone, and all of my contacts. The same information was stored in my laptop as well, but my laptop was totaled in the accident along with the Acura, so I really need my phone. But Bob keeps dodging me whenever I bring it up. Oh, I can't find it. Oh, I forgot it. Oh, I'll get it tomorrow. Oh, he's so transparent. He doesn't want me to spend any time focusing on work while I'm here. He thinks I should put work out of my mind and devote 100% of my mental energy to getting better. He also thinks that if I dabble in a little bit of work, it'll only stress me out, and I don't need any added stress right now. While I agree with him to some extent, and I do work as hard as I can on whatever task the nurses and therapists ask me to perform, there's quite a lot of downtime here at Baldwin. I have some kind of therapy for 3 hours each day, and meals can also count as opportunities for learning. For example, Martha always hides my dessert on the left side of my tray, and when I can't find it, my mother, the good little enabler, retrieves it for me. So if I include meals, there's maybe another 2 hours. But that's it. 5 hours a day. I could easily fit in some emails and phone calls without overdoing anything. A few calls a day might even reduce my stress levels. Bob won't give me my phone, I say, tattling on him. Heidi walks over to my mother's chair. This it? She asks, holding my cell phone in her hand. Yes. Where did you get it? It was on the table to your left. For the love of God. I wonder how long it's been sitting in the black hole next to me. I imagine Bob placing it there, thinking, she can use it if she can find it. Here, she says, handing over my long-lost friend. You didn't find the time, but you found your hand and saw your watch for a few seconds. I'm going to go down and get you a coffee. Really? Yep. What kind? Vanilla latte, extra large. Thank you so much. You got it. I could use another two. We'll start with coffee in rehab and work our way to wine in my living room. Deal? Deal. Okay, back in a minute. I hear the open and close of the door, and I'm alone in my room. My mother's at the mall. Heidi's getting coffee. I've got my cell phone. and for a few brief moments, I was aware of my left hand. I smile. I may not be good yet, but I'd say I'm already a little better than not so good. Now, where should I begin? I think I'll call Jessica first and catch up on what's happened since the accident, then Richard. We'll need to come up with a strategy for how I can best work from here. Then Carson. I can't wait to hear their voices. I push the power button, but nothing happens. I push it again and again. Nothing. The battery's dead. And I have no idea where the charger is.